Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue covering July 30th to August 12th, 2012, with a cover story on the biggest merger to hit the chemical industry in some time, the planned $2.1 billion merger between U.S.-based polyvinyl chloride producer Georgia Gulf and U.S.-based PPG Industries chloralkali business is a big win for both companies, providing significant product integration and tax benefits. A financial community source with knowledge of the deal said the deal makes a great deal of sense from both a synergy point of view and from taxes. Both companies have been aware of this opportunity for some time and have been talking for months. The deal, which will create an integrated vinyls company with around $5 billion in sales, is expected to be completed in late 2012 or early 2013. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Later in the current issue, we examine chemical companies and the automotive sector. Both are under pressure to reduce the weight of vehicles and increase their performance through improved fuel efficiency. And both are turning not only to plastics, but to nanotechnology and various additives as well. Elsewhere in the current issue of ICE's Chemical Business, we take a look at benzene in Europe. Continued bullishness in the European benzene market, driven by firm global prices and limited domestic availability, is keeping downstream activity subdued and leaving players frustrated. Benzene is not to be trusted, one trader said, adding that he believed the market would eventually see a sharp fall and some minor recoveries before a return to more normal conditions. Moving to Asia, we then take a look at methanol. Methanol prices in Asia are likely to remain stable to weak in the near term on expectations that China, a key regional market, will see a resumption of normal supply from Iran in August while demand is still weak. An estimated 200,000 metric tons of methanol from Iran are scheduled to arrive in China next month, as suppliers have found more vessel owners willing to call at Iranian ports compared with May, when tighter international sanctions were imposed against the Middle Eastern country. Meanwhile, looking at the ethanol market, we get a picture that is mixed in Asia with weak demand and uncertain in the U.S. Reports of a corn drought by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, combined with lower domestic stockpiles and a recent halt in production at two ethanol plants, has pushed fuel ethanol prices and corn prices higher. Ethanol traders, however, are uncertain if the recent events will spur more activity in the market or demand for that matter. U.S. ethanol trading activity has slowed since the start of the year, causing ethanol trader brokers to move to other more active commodity segments. All this and so much, much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Subscribe today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.